Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Back with Bomber Basketball, Classic Kids 101.7, where we're going into our second overtime here in Van Buren. At 47 all, we're going to jump ball again. It'll be Matt Jones jumping for the Bombers and Braden Gilmore for the Pointers as Metallica plays on the loudspeakers. His choice of music. Jones actually wins the won the tip and the Bombers too. Pass underneath off of a corner's hand. Ball maintained by the Bombers. Bombers inbound the ball. Drive, shot blocked. And will be fouled. Shooting foul. That was Luke Cruz driving to the basket. It was fouled. Cruz, first shot up, good. .48-47, Cruz, tie the game. The dish free throw, shot up, and nothing but net. Nice job by Luke Cruz for the Bombers. Back down the court, come the Pointers. Phillips, out, long three, rolls in and out, no good. Here comes Fenton, bringing the ball down quickly for the Bombers, looking at an opportunity to increase this lead. Ball stolen by the Pointers. Phillips, drive, shot up, bounce around, no good. And that's a foul. Block on Luke Cruz, and Phillips will go to line to try to tie this game up with the Bombers up. 49-47, 3:05 left in the second overtime. Shot up, good. Second shot, left hand, Phillips up. Shot, no good. Jones with the rebound. Bombers maintain a one-point lead. Benton bringing the ball down slowly. Cross half court. We got timeout for the Bombers. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Back to Bomber Basketball on Classic Kids 101.7 KTLO. This is Jeff Hill bringing you the action from the Van Buren Citizens Bank and Trust Tournament, where the Bombers are up 49-48, 2:54 left in the second overtime. Got the buzzer for the team to come back out on the court. Officials breaking up the team huddle. Coaches definitely getting in all the time that they can here with instructions to their team. A dandy here. Dandy, dandy game. Bombers up 49-48. Looking to increase their lead. Ball is thrown into Benton, and we're back to play. dribbling. That's two. Gilmore drives down the lane. Tries to get shot up. It's blocked. Bombers will maintain the ball. Looking to inbound the ball. Shot up, no good. But gets his own rebound. That was Luke Cruz. Colton Peters in the game now, driven with the ball. Peters, under a lot of pressure, gets the ball back out to Benton. Benton, guarded by Phillips, gets double-teamed, and he lost as he lost the fell to the ball. See what we have here. We have a... Wow, folks. I believe Josh Fulcher has just been hit with a technical. There was a play there on Benton where he lost control of the ball. He was closely guarded. There was a lot of swapping at the ball. Let's get an explanation here.
What are we doing?
Officials talking to Coach Fulcher. All right, we've got a timeout on the court where we figure this all out. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 east of Mountain Home.
We're back to Van Buren, where the Bombers from Mountain Home are up 49-48. They're still trying to figure out what we have here. I believe we have a technical foul on Bombers coach Josh Fulcher. No real explanation here. Of course, we're not going to come to the table and explain that. Well, they've reversed. I know I saw the key come up, but it looks as if they reversed that call. The Bombers had lost the ball, and Van Buren is taking control. And coach from corner coach is now upset. He thought it was a technical foul also, like everyone else here on at the scores table. But Van Buren does have the ball. With 2 minutes left in this second overtime. Long three-point shot off the front of the rim, no good. And three Bombers had the opportunity for a rebound and looked at it. Van Buren gets the ball and scores in his mouth. What an odd turn of circumstances. Ethan Moore scores in his mouth and goes to the line. Off from the rim, no good. Bombers three once again, and they decided which one is going to take the ball. Porter now up 50-49 with a minute 40. Benton with the ball for the Bombers. Out to Gilbert. Gilbert long three off the rim, no good. Porter with a rebound. Crowd going crazy here. Obviously, a lot of Van Buren folks here in the house. And we're going to have a blocking call on Luke Cruz. Van Buren will go to line 101. Going to the line for the corner to beat Brayden Gilmore. Gilmore, the leading, close to being the leading scorer for the corners, looks like. Gilmore, first shot up, rolls around, goes in. Corners now up by two, 51-49, minute 22 left. Second shot, in and out. Fitton with the rebound. With the Bombers down by two, looking to tie this game up and go ahead with a three. Outside Cruz, Fitton. Shot up. Shot, no good. Corners with the rebound. Corners, cross court. Gilmore, oh, stolen by Benton. Benton bringing the ball down. He holds back up inside. Shot, foul. Luke Cruz fouled underneath the basket. 44.5 seconds left. Cruz going to the line to shoot two to tie this game up. Cruz didn't take any time. Shot up. Good. Cruz looking to tie this game. Cruz, second shot. Good. Ties this game up. 51 all with 43 seconds now and counting. Left in the second overtime. Phillips slowly bringing the ball across midcourt. Van Buren, looks like they may call a timeout here. Both coaches screaming instructions to their teams. Phillips just dribbling the ball out. We're coming down here. They're going to go for the last shot. 12, 11, 10. Phillips around the horn. Six. Phillips shot up. No good. Jones with a rebound. Oh, my goodness. A foul called on Jones. I'm going to say this, folks. I can't believe that call. I cannot believe that call. With the play that has been allowed to happen this game, to come down to this, it does not seem fair. First shot up, good. Ethan Moore hits a free throw to put the corners up 52-51. Second shot by Moore. Off, no good. Timeout, Bombers, with 0.3 seconds. Let's see if they put any more time back on the clock. I don't believe they're going to put any more time back on the clock. Folks, it's been a pleasure to bring you this game. I hope the Bombers can get a shot off here with 0.3 seconds left. You hate to see a game come down to this call right there at the end like that after a very, very hard-fought game. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCLO out of Mountain Home. Jeff, it's been a pleasure to bring you this game from the 2018 Van Buren Citizens Bank of Trust Tournament. The Bombers and the Pointers have fought hard, won our second overtime, with the Pointers just going up by one on a free throw. They did put the time back on the clock. It was just about 1.2 seconds left in this second overtime. Bombers be trying to get the... And they're going to have to go the full length of the court. Obviously, very, very hard to do. Pass down, shot up, no good. And this game is over after two overtimes. The Pointers have survived 52-51 over the Mountain Home Bombers. Let's be back in 2 minutes.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.